filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'One does not live on bread alone.'" Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. Parents, you know far better than I of a skill we all wish our children had a little bit more: how to talk back, not to parents, but to the enemy. In our gospel today, Jesus is zealous and adamant of talking back to the devil. He does not go without a fight, and he is very quick to cut off any of Satan's temptations. Not just our children, but all of us. Have we prepared to talk back to the enemy? Because if we don't, his lies creep in. If those lies creep in, such as, "This will make me happy," this being anything dangerous, maybe the temptation, the lie that I'm not good enough, I'm abandoned, God's not good because he wouldn't have let this happen. Any lie like this can creep in so easily. And if it creeps in, and we notice it, and just, "Oh, that's there," and don't reject it, don't talk back, it will fester, and it will get down into our hearts. Jesus shows us exactly what to do and how to do it. The desert fathers, the ancient monks back in like the 4th century, in the 300s, taught how to do this. One monk named Evagrius, in case anyone's looking for baby names, wrote a manual for his brother monks on how to talk back to the enemy, titled Antiretikos, or in English, literally talking back. And in this manual, he gives his brother monks advice on what to do. He arms his monks with scripture. Just like Jesus went into the desert to be with his Father and to battle against Satan with fasting, so the desert fathers, long ago, would go into the desert to be alone with God their Father and to fight the enemy. And they armed themselves exactly how Jesus did, with short scripture passages. So if we hear lies from the enemy, such as the lie of carnal flesh, he has against the thought that at harvest times we should desire more fruit than we really need. He says, we turn to 1 Corinthians 9 and say, "Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but not a perishable wreath, but an imperishable one." If the enemy sends us the lie of greed, then we turn to Hebrews 13 and fight back and say, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, 'I will never leave you or forsake you.'" If the enemy lies to us and tempts us to pride, we talk back and say, Luke 14, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He has a whole book of this. Any situation, we can be prepared for whatever temptation that comes to us, just have something ready to talk back against the enemy. And even if we don't have a scripture verse memorized and we're tempted in a particular way, we can say the particular, just simple prayer, in Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that I'm not good enough. In Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that I'm abandoned. In Jesus' name, I renounce the lie that God is not good, whatever. We turn to scripture, or by the power of Jesus' name, we renounce the enemy's lies. It's that simple of talking back. One quick caution. We talk back, but we do not engage in conversation with the enemy. The enemy is powerful. He is smart. Nowhere near as powerful as smart as God. But we don't engage in conversation. In the gospel, Jesus responds to the enemy with a quick scripture passage, not in a way to sass the enemy or to prove him wrong and just be pride and arrogant, but he does it to cut him off. Jesus quotes scripture as if to say, and we're done. He quotes the scripture, man does not live on bread alone, as if to say, I'm not listening to you. I only listen to the voice of the Heavenly Father. The conversation is over. So we have these passages ready on hand to talk back, but not to keep the conversation going. So our spiritual exercise, quite simple. Whatever temptation we face, have one scripture passage on hand. Our youth director this past Sunday preached on this gospel and said, just like David went to the river to pick 5 stones to face Goliath, so we prepare ourselves and have an arsenal of 5 passages, 5 quick ones. Start with 1. Whatever we're fighting against this Lent, whatever temptation we know we face often, pick 1 passage, the Word of God, to fight the enemy. So when we face that temptation, we're ready. And what would happen if the enemy knows that when he tempts us, our knee-jerk reaction is to immediately search the scriptures to have something to talk back at him? If our knee-jerk reaction is to turn to the Lord immediately, maybe he'll have a second thought. We all need to learn to talk back, not just our children. Because the only voice we listen to is our Heavenly Father.